The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Bronsilva, and millennials, rejoice. I have Jodie Sweetin on the podcast today. I don't think there is another show out there that sort of defines the millennial experience like Full House did, and really still does. It is an epic show, and I get to talk to Jodie Sweetin about what that means to her, what it means for her to be part of such an epic iconic show. So that was really, really special. We're also going to be talking about how Jodie takes care of her health as she, you know, going into the new year and just coming off the holidays. So stay tuned. If you are a Full House fan, this is one episode you're not going to want to miss.
Jodie, this is so exciting. I mean, I don't know how many millennials you've talked to today, but I mean, it's like,
right? I feel very much amongst my people. I'm like, oh yes, my crowd. Yeah.
I'm your people. Yeah. So it's really cool to talk to you. So thank you so much. But let's jump right in and tell me about this partnership. I mean, I know you're talking about the holidays, eating, you know, being a mom of a certain age.
All of that. That was, you know, truthfully, like talking to millennials, I'm like, look, everybody, we're like hitting our 40s now. It's the game has changed. Our bodies are not the same as they were. That cheese pizza that you could eat at 25, it does not sit the same at 41. And you know, I just realized like there had to be a way that I didn't just feel that like bloating and sort of, you know, ugh, that blah feeling. And, you know, I was looking at like different probiotics and I really liked the Align, the food digestion and bloating relief, because it was just something simple. And it was a problem that I like dealt with all the time, particularly working on set. Being a mom, you're, you know, I think we can all, being a parent, you're constantly like just grabbing food on the go. It's probably not great. Maybe it's a cheese stick. Maybe it's you know, whatever it might be. And I was like, I just don't feel great. Like it just, ugh. And so, you know, it was funny because I was actually on set and I had been taking the Align for, I've taken it for probably like a month, 6 weeks, and noticed such a huge difference. And I was up here working and we had new caterers. And so I was in hair and makeup, which is always the spot for the best advice, right? Like it's like a nail salon or a barbershop, like hair and makeup is where everybody lets their guard down. And we had all but just eaten something. It was kind of, I forget what it was, but it was like a little more substantial. It wasn't exactly like veggie sticks and hummus, you know what I mean? And our third AD came in and was like, I feel so bloated. Like I feel gross. And I started to laugh because I turned around and I was like, I've been taking Align and it has really helped. Like I don't notice the bloating like I used to, like that daily, you know, discomfort. And I was like, I'm basically a commercial. And I realized too, I was, you know, talking to Andrea Barber about it because she and I started working with Align, and I would jokingly call her my bloat buddy. Cause we would be like talking about, you know, cooking or dinner or whatever. And when we've grown up since 5 and 10, there's nothing that's off limits. Right. And so I was like, I just don't feel great sometimes when I eat, and you know, I don't know what's going on, but my body is just not digesting like it used to. And I felt like a, you know, Thanksgiving Day balloon. And I've just noticed a really big difference, and it's been super easy to incorporate into like my daily schedule. And that's, I'm all about making it easy and making it work. And that is definitely what Align has been doing for me. So
I love to hear that, because I mean, I think it's really important for moms, especially busy moms, to, you know, make time to take care of themselves. So I'm wondering, what other ways are you practicing self-care or, you know, taking time for yourself?
You know, for me, meditation is a big one. I find that I have to like take a few minutes to myself every day, and whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whether it's 30 minutes before bed, whatever it might be, I definitely have found that taking some time and finding a quiet space and like centering myself is so important. And it's so important for my mental health, my physical health, my children's health. I mean, it's, yeah, you know, everyone in the house does better if I'm a little bit more centered. And that's one thing I really do. And also, it's such a basic thing. I've been so conscious about my water intake lately.
Yeah.
And have noticed such a big difference. I'm like, oh, so it's true. Water, huh? It's what they've been saying all along. But like just the little, small, easy, basic things like that, that I can start doing for myself, taking vitamin C, taking some probiotics, you know, drinking more water. It's those little things that I've noticed have made a really big difference. And just my energy feels better. I'm not sluggish and tired in the afternoon. I don't feel like, you know, I mean, there's only so far you can unbutton your pants at the dinner table before it becomes weird. You know, like I just, those, that feeling that I would get after eating really delicious, but really rich foods, I've just noticed such an improvement in it. And I'm not a huge salad eating, you know, vegetable person. So I definitely noticed a difference in how I felt after I ate with this.
I love that. And you did mention, you know, meditation, mental health, mm-hmm. getting all of that sort of aligned, with no pun intended.
Exactly. But
I know you are a mom to two teen girls, my son. And I feel like, right, this, tell me if I'm wrong, but like we sort of like master one stage of parenting. And then when we are feeling good about that, we're like thrown into the other stage. Like my son,
you mastered a stage of parenting. I didn't even get there. I got to just like the participatory level where they were like, yay, you get a star for being here. And then it was like, wait, we're on to the next challenge. Yeah.
Maybe I'm overhyping myself, but I feel like I was like, I got it. We had a good flow.
In hindsight, I'm always like, I did great when they were five. Now, right. I'm not sure.
But I'm wondering, like, I'm like staring down the barrel of puberty and I have boys, but I'm like, what advice do you have for someone who's good, about to get like thrown? I've seen glimmers of like the puberty, the attitude, all of it. Like, what do you got for me?
Don't take it personal. None of this is because you were a bad parent or like you are just annoying to them now. It's what it is. I was reading some recent study. They said something about that, like teenagers are act like their mother's voice, their parents' voice is actually like, it bothers them. It's like nails on a chalkboard. So we are basically that's what we sound like. Don't take it personal. They don't actually hate you. They still love you, but they feel like they're supposed to hate you. And that's just, and you're just the bad guy for a little while. Like you're just you are the one that's like, no, do your homework. And it's a lot of thankless work, but there will be really awesome moments as they grow up and as they hit these like milestones of kind of separating from you and puberty and going through all this, that they will come to you and you'll be like, oh, I see who you're gonna be, and it's gonna be actually really cool. But then the other like 95% of the time you're like, God, I hope you don't stay this person, because it's really, really a lot.
I love it. Okay, so it's not all bad. All right, so I mean, I know, yeah, we're really sort of at the peak of the holiday season, but what, looking forward to like 2024, what are you most excited about for the new year?
You know, I am really excited now that the strike is over. I can get back to work. I'm working on some Hallmark projects. I've been doing some live comedy shows in LA. I have How Rude Tanneritos, which is the podcast I'm working on with my delightful bloat buddy, Andrea Barber. I have a lot of fun, exciting things coming up in the next year. Things that people have seen before, and then also some, you know, new adventures and new things that I'm trying out. So I'm just excited to see where my creativity leads me in the next year, and you know, what kind of fun opportunities I get.
That's awesome. I'm really excited too. I mean, I love you. I think you're great.
Thank you.
And just final question, because we have to talk about like the legacy of Full House and really like how it's just been so everlasting. So what does it really mean to you when like you come face to face with someone like me, like I loved you then, I love you now, like my kids, like the show, it's incredible. So what is it really like, if you had to like wrap it up with a bow, like the legacy of Full House?
It's like the best hug from Danny Tanner that you could get. Is what it is to be a part of this Full House, Tanner, Gibbler, Katsopoulos, Gladstone extended family. Because it's true in real life for us as a cast. And I know it also, that show has had such a meaningful impact on so many people in so many ways, and has brought people closer together, has made people feel like their family was also okay, has, you know, made dealing with loss easier. So many things I'm really, really proud now. And I think for a while I was like, oh, it's just a silly family show. Like, what's it, you know, it's just a sitcom. Like, what, it can't be that big of a deal. But to see kind of the cultural phenomenon that Full House is, and that what these characters mean to so many people, not even just like in the US, but around the world, I don't think still sometimes I can really grasp the enormity of it. But I just have such an immense sense of gratitude because it brought people and opportunities and creativity into my life that I don't think would have been there otherwise. And yeah, it's a pretty awesome spot to be.
I love it. Thank you so much. And happy holidays.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate the time. So thank
you.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I hope you get to enjoy all of your food without the bloating and the discomfort. And, you know, us millennials, we got to stick together and help each other with this
I
food.
Love it. I'll take it. I mean, I'm going to go buy some right now. So
there you go. All right. Perfect.
All right. Bye. Thanks,
Bethany.
All right. Bye.